A little gremlin in the works. Can you hear me, Abby?
Yes, I can hear you.
Excellent, good. A gremlin got in and I've exterminated it. So anyway, we're back. very nice to hear you. So coming back home to Leeds for this talk then?
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it.
And I'm intrigued that you have combined what has been a career in the law with the writing. So a legal thriller with an AI twist. Without giving too much away, that really does intrigue me.
Yes, you want me to tell you a little bit about the story?
A little would be good.
A little bit. Okay, so it is the story of a fiercely intelligent 15-year-old boy, Raymond Maynard, and he is accused of the murder of his maths teacher at a boys' private school. It's also the story of the two lawyers who represent him. So we have a pairing of the young, energetic Constance Lamb and the older, more circumspect and rather, I suppose, acid-tongued Judith Burton.
I'm liking the sound of this already. Acid-tongued, that's a great phrase, isn't it?
and they have a few challenges in defending Raymond because, first of all, he was actually found at the scene of the crime, covered in his teacher's blood. Second, he actually won't tell them anything at all about what happened, although he does talk to the reader, so the reader is actually one step ahead of our duo. And third, and this is actually when where the title of the novel, The Pinocchio Brief, comes in, just before Raymond's trial, the government decide in my fictional novel that they're going to bring in some computer software which will watch how Raymond moves his face when he's giving his evidence and decide whether he's telling the truth or not.
Oh, this is good.
So that's the AI bit, if you like.
This does seem very, very current, and you've already got my interest piqued with what you were saying there in terms of the characters. You've been a lawyer for a good while. Have you always been a writer as well, Abby?
The short answer is yes, although I suppose I didn't always have the ambition to be published. I was always reading. My parents were both teachers, and our house was full of books. And the writing really followed the reading. I took a break from law at the end of 2014. I decided I wanted to try something a bit different. And that's actually when I had the time to sit down and write this novel. But I've always been writing in one shape or form.
And the title, The Pinocchio Brief, I mean, that is a... They say you don't judge a book by the cover, and equally you shouldn't just judge a book by its title, but that intrigues me in its own right.
Yes, I mean, I suppose Pinocchio is obvious. I suppose it's a bit of a nod to John Grisham. But the brief, obviously, you know, we've got the brief for the trial, so it just sort of came to me when I write, and I have written other things. The title is actually the last thing that comes to me when the whole work is there. And this probably had a series of other titles before it ended up with this one, but this to me seemed to fit it perfectly.
I wonder if some of the people you've worked with over the years are going to be, or probably have already been, scrutinising the Pinocchio Brief to see if they are the acid-tongued lawyer that you refer to.
Definitely. Well, a couple of people have said to me since it's been published, we hope you're not going to put this in one of your books. So I do have to always watch out and tell them, of course, that I'm mindful of my confidentiality.
Of course. And what they really mean is they'd be flattered beyond words if you did put them in, but just not in too negative a way. I imagine they often say that we should write to an extent about what we know. Your knowledge of the legal process and how it works and the characters. And I mean, law's a bit like detective work. It's a bit like putting a story together in lots of ways. I'm wondering if there are common themes there, Abby.
Definitely. I mean, my background is actually as a litigator, so not in the criminal law, but more on the civil side. But the kind of thing that I do as a lawyer is exactly what my duo, Constance and Judith, do in the book, which is investigation. And, you know, you get to know your client very well because they have to tell you about lots of things in their past and about their motivation. And, you know, you interview them. You delve into their emails and text messages and social media. So it is really just like the investigation that a police officer might do. And then you get the fun as well of going to court. So for me, it was very natural when I sat down and decided I wanted to write a novel and hopefully something that people would read, to use all my legal knowledge.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk more in a moment. This is Abby Silver returning to her home city of Leeds. She's giving a talk as part of the excellent Milim Festival of Words for All in Leeds. This is on Wednesday, 21st of Feb at 12:30 at the Leeds Library. So more from Abby. We'll talk a bit about the talk and growing up in Leeds. I wonder if any Leeds features. That's after the cause. On the Big Yorkshire Phone-In from BBC Radio Leeds, 90 minutes to 3. Andrew with you till 3. The BBC. I'm Andrew, good afternoon. It's our Big Yorkshire Book Club. Final chat with Abby Silver, the Leeds-born author and lawyer whose debut novel is the excellently named The Pinocchio Brief. She's speaking in Leeds about it in her writing later this week. So more from Abby in a second, but first let's just catch up with Gail Lofthouse, friend of Sting, of course, on BBC Radio Leeds from 3 till 6. How are you, Gail?
I wish I was his actual friend. He was very nice, though. He was very lovely. So from 3 o'clock this afternoon, a couple of things to talk about, really. I'd like to talk about the coolest place in West Yorkshire, which at the moment seems to be Halifax.
It does. It's been described by my friend Phil, who grew up in Leeds. We've known each other a long time. He now lives in Shoreditch, and I went down there. It's like a different place. But Halifax is the new Shoreditch,
I hear. Shoreditch of the North. So what on earth does that mean? So it's like one of these places where all the young, cool, sort of arty people want to be. It's where there's somewhere nice to eat, and you can buy vintage clothes, and you can grow a little beard.
It's that sort of place.
Unless you disagree, you know, is there somewhere cooler in West Yorkshire? Would you like to stick up for Halifax? Then by all means, give us a ring on
that.
There's
a wonderful
like.
Quotation in one of the papers today from the leader of Calderdale Council, Tim Swift, who we've had many times here in the hot seat and doing various other things. And he wasn't entirely, he said, sure what a Shoreditch was.
Yes, I know.
That's great.
Yeah, well, exactly. If you don't know, then it does sound a little bit peculiar,
it does, really?
Also, this afternoon, I'd like to talk about your talking piece. So there's something, it's probably in your living room, but not necessarily there. And it's one of those things where when people come round, they might say, oh, what's that? Or how long have you had that? Or where did you get that from? So it is a real talking piece. It's something that maybe has a little bit of history to it, something that you perhaps picked up somewhere on your travels, something that maybe you've inherited. But there's certainly some reason for it being there, and it might look a little bit odd. And the reason I'm asking this is my husband very kindly bought me a little curiosity whilst we were away over the weekend. He bobbed into a gift shop and he bought me a tiny piece of the Alice in Wonderland ride in Blackpool, and it's just a little runner, but actually it just looks like a lump of metal. A lump of circular metal. I honestly don't know what I paid for it, but
you're hoping it's not a lot.
But it sort of meant something to me because it's a ride that I've gone on my entire life, and I love it.
I think it's because it's so personal.
Yes, exactly. So, but that's my new talking piece.
I like that. You see, I've got one. We had some friends for lunch yesterday, and they said, and the last time they came, because sadly the person I inherited it from was with us, I didn't have it in the house. And they said, oh, what's that? I said, it's my drinks cabinet. It's called the Hutch. And he said, look at that. Can we have a look? You know, and all of that. I thought it's not that exciting, you know, but it's got a nice smell. And so the story came out about it, you know, me growing up because it was in my grandpa's house. Then it went to my uncle, and suddenly when my uncle died, it became mine and all the rest of it. So funnily enough, we did have a talk about the...
Exactly. Yeah. We've all got something. You know, it just depends what it is. So if you want to get in touch, that would be lovely. Also, I've got a first bits music quiz for a bit of fun. And then a little bit later on, we do the totally random television theme tune. And I've ruined myself this week already because I'm doing chat shows and all the theme tunes are like covered in applause. So it's going to make it really, really difficult, I think.
You set your own homework and spoiled
it. I know. I've been a right dafty. We'll see how we get on anyway.
I like the idea of the part of the width of the ride.
It's fun,
because
honestly.
Because as soon as you see it, that's like a shortcut to the whole of those memories, isn't it?
Absolutely, it certainly
I like
is.
That.
Yeah,
very nice.
Yeah.
Nice to see you, Gail.
You too, thank
Gail
you.
Gail Lofthouse, Tea Times on BBC Radio Leeds, 3 until 6. Final guest of the day is Abby Silver. Abby was born and brought up in Leeds, pupil at Radetzky Prime in Morris Silman, Roundhay School in Leeds, then went off to Cambridge to read law and worked as a lawyer for many years, but her debut novel, The Pinocchio Brief, a legal thriller with an AI twist, artificial intelligence, came out to much acclaim last year. And she's back in her home city to give a talk as part of the festival Milim 2018, the Leeds Festival of Words for All. And that's at a lovely venue, actually, the Leeds Library, on Wednesday, 21st of February at 12:30. So I'm thinking this is the private library, the wonderful place in the Leeds city centre, rather than the Leeds Central Library, Abby.
It's Commercial Street.
Commercial Street, yes, absolutely. So what will you be doing? Talking about your writing? Talking about where from now? Talking about the Pinocchio Brief? What form will the talk take?
I think all of those things, actually. I was going to talk a bit about growing up in Leeds and some of my memories. And interestingly, because in preparing the talk, I was thinking about this, given that I'm coming up in February, my memories of Leeds and the whole of Yorkshire really tend to be of perpetual summer. So I don't know what the weather's doing today, but let's hope sun's shining on Wednesday. So yes, I was going to talk a bit about my book, some of the things that have influenced me in my writing generally, growing up in Leeds, and what I'm going to be doing next.
Yes, well, I'm intrigued because you said you'd taken a break from the law and the writing came out of that. Are you back to lawyering or are you still writing?
Well, a bit of both, really. I'm a sort of gun for hire at the moment in terms of law. I work as a consultant, so I can get parachuted in to help people with their disputes when they're looking a bit nasty. And in between that, I'm writing. So I have my second novel coming out in June this year. It's called The Aladdin Trial, also published by Lightning Books. And it's a sequel to The Pinocchio Brief. So we're going to have a series, a Burton and Lamb legal thriller series. So that's really exciting for me, and obviously I can tell people about that on Wednesday.
That's wonderful. That sounds a good combination, being this legal gun for hire and having plenty of time for writing in between as well. Does West Yorkshire, does Leeds feature at all? Or because some people, where they grew up features heavy in their writing, for others it's an irrelevance. Where are you on that scale?
It certainly doesn't in these novels. That's not to say that it won't in the future. I've actually been thinking quite hard about how Judith Burton might fit in Yorkshire.
She was one of the two. She was the acid tongue lawyer, from memory.
She
you were referring
is, she
to
is.
Earlier.
I was just thinking that we could bring her up and make her sort of, you know, walk up to the top of Malham Cove and see what happened, maybe.
I'm quite intrigued by this. Yeah, this is good. Excellent. Well, you clearly sound as though you're so positive about it. You sound as though you're really enjoying where you're at in life with the writing and the lawyering, Abby.
Yes, I am. I mean, I think I've been very lucky in that I had an opportunity to sort of reevaluate what I wanted to do with my life a short time ago. I know not everybody always gets that chance. Sometimes you're a bit on the treadmill, you know, with all your other commitments. But this is great for me. I'm really enjoying my writing. I'm enjoying being a lawyer. I'm enjoying being a mother. I have three teenage boys. So, you know, life is interesting for me at the moment.
And well, I hope the talk goes well. Abby Silver is speaking at the Leeds Library on Commercial Street in Leeds City Centre this Wednesday, which is frighteningly already the 21st of February. That's at 12:30 and it's part of the excellent Milim 2018 Leeds Festival of Words for All. A book that came out last summer was The Pinocchio Brief. The new one is The Aladdin Trial. Very good to speak, Abby, and enjoy your trip home.
Thanks so much, Andrew. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Everyone.
There we are, Abby Silver, and she's our final guest on the Big Yorkshire Book Club this afternoon. That's just about it from me, Andrew Edwards, and producer Shahid Hussain. If you will, we will. Tomorrow from noon for the Big Yorkshire Phone-In, on a day when we discussed, if your local paper disappeared, would you miss it? Planning a family, should bosses be allowed to ask? What a debate that turned into. Is it important to teach religious education in schools? Another quite heated conversation, and we ended up by talking, as Kentucky Fried Chicken still have a bit of a chicken shortage, when have you run out of a key ingredient? Enjoy your day, Gales, next. Steve Harley, Cockney Rebel. Go up and see me.